This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle spring. The effects of the steady retreat of the night and the increasing temperatures of middle spring are always cumulative. By the year's 100th day, that's just 2 days from now, the resurrection of the landscape has reached a point of no return. All across the nation's midsection, the blooming of silver maples and red maples merges with the blooming of the sugar maples and the box elders. Honeysuckles are greening the roadsides, breaking the gray of winter undergrowth. In the wetlands, skunk cabbage has grown to more than half of its summer size. Bright yellow cowslip is opening, and watercress has filled the shallow brooks. At the forest edge, knotweed and nettles are tall enough to cup for supper. May apples spread their shade across last year's mulch. Deep in the woods, the momentum of time and weather opens the soft ginger and raises delicate morels from their mulch. Insects become more numerous now, encouraging the arrival of catbirds, indigo buntings, and scarlet tanagers. Honeybees indulge in the season of flowering pear, apple, and cherry trees. Young hummingbird moths come out to sip the annual mass flowering of dandelions. Above them all, the tall tree canopy is flushed and poised, ready to break out into May. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle spring. In the meantime, Thursday, April 10th, is the 100th day of the year. Celebrate a little bit. Thursday noons, between March 20th and April 24th, I will be the moderator of a seminar at the University of Dayton entitled The Inner Landscape. And these will be discussions about the almanac readings on WISO. For more information, call the Special Programs Office at the University of Dayton, 937-229-2605.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.